I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wish I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. I met JMU's First Lady, Marianne Alger, when I was asked to be part of tomorrow's conference on the transition from college to career, of which Ms. Alger is a major supporter. She'll also have a lot to contribute from her own experience, as she herself jumped into the world of international banking right after graduating from Auburn.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky.
My first job was at Southeast Bank in Miami. This was in the 1980s. Southeast Bank was a major player in the international marketplace and in corporate banking throughout Florida and in the Southeast. Southeast Bank hired 50 management trainees every year. I knew that I wanted to go into international banking. First of all, I spoke Spanish, and I had from a very young age, maybe elementary school, some affinity for Latin American countries and culture.
So where did the banking come in?
In banking, you can work with clients from among many industries, and it's a very good general training platform. What you're doing is lending money or serving a company in that industry. So you have to learn something about that industry. So I figured it would be very good general business training for me. The banks were hiring. It was the 80s. All right. You had a business degree, you're pretty marketable and got a job fairly easily. I also was interested in the marketplace in general. Yeah. And I was very good at math and liked numbers and considered accounting for a while, and finance really grew out of all of those interests.
All right. When you got your job, your first job, what was your self-image? How did you see yourself?
I was very self-confident, particularly outwardly, much more so than when I graduated from high school and entered college. Mm-hmm. I thought I was self-confident then, but that was nothing compared to when I got out of college. But at the same time, I knew that I was young. I was only 21 years old. I knew that I was trainable, but I also knew that I didn't know that much and might have to fake it from time to time. But because I was entering this training program with 49 other recent college grads, I figured that was a buffer. We really were in class for 6 months. It wasn't a situation where we were expected to know everything day one. We were given some time to learn and to be trained in the Southeast Bank way of doing things.
And then you start to work.
And then we were placed in specific departments. And prior to entering the training program, I was identified for international banking. So then for the second 6 months, we went to that department and continued our training. And then after a year, we were expected to have a portfolio and start producing.
And how was that?
It was fine. It was a natural transition. I felt like I knew what I needed to know when the time came. It was very competitive, but I was right in the mix.
At this point in time, would you describe yourself as ambitious?
I was. I wanted to be a CEO.
Okay, why?
I was not very maternal at the time. I didn't establish as a goal to be a mom. That came later. I just wanted to be part of the rah-rah economy and the go-go 80s and be in business and be a leader and learn more and get to do more. It was all very exciting. I loved getting out of bed in the morning and going to my job.
You wanted to be a player.
I wanted to be a player.
One University of Miami MBA later, gotten while working full-time, Marianne Alger decided she was ready to move on professionally.
Several things changed. The Latin American marketplace was very tough. A number of those economies were tanking. Now, all of that has resolved in very interesting ways, particularly in Brazil, since then. But at the time, I felt that I was treading water, focusing on those marketplaces. In my own career. I was ready for a change. Okay. And my manager at the time suggested that I go domestic for a couple of years. He said, just go do some straight commercial lending, inventory, accounts receivable type financing. Mm-hmm. get some different experience, and then come back when these economies improve. And that seemed like a good plan, except what happened to me was I got a lot of calls from recruiters and decided to make a geographic change as well. So I moved to Washington, D.C. To work for the Riggs National Bank.
And what was appealing about Riggs or Washington? Was it the location or was it the bank?
It was more the location, I would say, just a change. And they made me a vice president coming in, and that was a very big deal.
How old were you?
26 years old.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh my goodness, weren't you a hot shot? That's wonderful.
So that was a big deal. So that was a big deal.
Yeah, well, sure was a big deal. What'd you do as a vice president?
I had a number of significant profitable accounts assigned to me. And before long, I became a manager of a group, and we had a territory.
That sounds all-consuming. How were you balancing personal life and work life?
That was still fairly easy to do because I didn't have the graduate school responsibilities. So I felt very free. I was making more money, and I felt that I had a lot of flexibility and freedom.
So what happens next?
Well, as I advise young people when they get out of college and go to a new city, I advise them to locate their affinity groups so they can make friends. And then you're not so lost and alone. Life is an adventure.
You make friends easily, I would imagine.
Apparently.
Yes.
Apparently,
yes.
I do.
Marianne Alger stayed at Riggs for 5 years, then facing promotion that would remove her almost entirely from customer contact. She took a deep breath, and then she took a severance package.
I had a 6-month parachute, but I was fairly confident by that point that something else was going to happen that was good. I had my fingers in a couple of different pies at that point. And so the time was right for me to say, okay, I'm going to jump off the cliff.
Ms. Alger, working her networks, began landing some international consulting jobs.
The consulting that I did for a few years in the early 90s was valuations and privatizations and securitizations around Latin America and the Caribbean. What was happening then was the Latin American governments decided they did not need all these assets. They decided to privatize. So particularly hotels, airlines, and banks were all being spun off into private ownership, generating cash for those governments. And a lot of the consulting work that I did was to put a value on that airline or that bank.
And how old were you now?
I was early 30s at this point.
When the travel got old, in part because she'd met John Alger, her future husband, Marianne took a real job for a venture investment firm, but then went back to consulting when her daughter was born. As JMU's first lady, she's very involved with students, willing to meet one-on-one with them to pass on what she's learned by being an ambitious, focused woman in the high-powered world of international banking. You'll find a link about tomorrow's conference at JMU, exploring the transition from college to career, on the Spark page at WMRA.org. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid, and all that glitter is gold. Only shooting stars.